Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:39 at WCCO here on the Morning News as we check out sports brought to you by Old Dutch Foods. Check out those limited edition boxes and bags of chips. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. Max Kepler last night, Mike Max.
Max Kepler was on to have three home runs in one game twice, both times at Cleveland is pretty awesome, but he was 0 for 21. He'd just been struggling and scuffling this whole road trip and led the game off against Trevor Bauer, who was a good pitcher with a home run, and then picked up his pace. He actually got a chance for a fourth home run and ended up with a base hit, so he had a four-hit night. But every once in a while, if you're going to win divisions and go places, somebody has to step up and own a night for you. And when you only score five runs and he's got accounts for four of them, that's a pretty good night for Max Kepler because they had to work to hang on to that one and close it out. Taylor Rogers had the two innings save and gave up a home run, but 5-4 the final. And I also thought that they maybe lost in that a little bit was that after losing two straight, Jose Barrios stepped up and he wants to be an ace of this staff. He wants to be that number one guy, the guy you look at and say, you know, you just feel that confidence when you have a number one guy. And last night he did that. He said, okay, give it to me here, boys, and give me the game ball. And he took him into the seventh inning, I believe, and gave up just one earned run and really pitched well when his team needed him to pitch well. And I thought that was just as encouraging as the Kepler performance.
Here's what I like about that game last night, Max, as I was listening to it. Barrios, I believe, threw 107 pitches. Bauer threw 119. Bauer traditionally will go well past 100. And I think I don't do analytics for a living, and maybe this is why, but I think 100 pitches get over it. I mean, why are we always counting? Why is 100 a magic number for every single guy? That makes no sense to me.
No, it's like this mental blast, like you can only run so many miles before you hit the wall. Well, that's true for some people, not for others. And it just depends on your makeup and your, how loose your arm is and all those things. And that's why it drives guys like Bert Blylevin and analysts that are pitchers nuts, because there are nights when, it's warm and you feel good. There's lots of things that enter into that. And, Barrios was strong last night throughout May. His changeup was very good from time to time, which is really a nice third pitch for him. If you feel good like that, stretch it out a little bit. Bauer will throw all day if you let him. He just keeps going and keeps coming at you, and he did last night. I mean, even in defeat, he kept coming at the Twins and giving his team a chance to win.
Lynx won last night.
Yeah, 58-56. It was a strange game. It was, obviously not a lot of offense, but they didn't score a basket, the Lynx, in the last, I think it was 4 minutes and 8 seconds. And they had a 16-point lead at one time. Phoenix came back, and DeJuana Bonner had a chance to win it with a three at the end. She got a terrible shot. Lynx played good perimeter defense. So that's how it ended. But, you are, when you get 58-56, that really does tell you you're void of offensive stars. And they don't have Taurasi. Phoenix doesn't. The Lynx don't have Simone Augustus. That's not what people want to see is 58-56.
St. Louis won last night in the Stanley Cup, and then Toronto's a Golden State tonight. If you're following that, Mike, here in Minnesota, we got the Girls State Softball Tournament. Weather could not be better for it, and we got some big games taking place today in Mankato.
Yeah, Championship Friday will be played under the sun, and they'll start about 1 o'clock. And Maple Grove and Stillwater, Forest Lake, Stillwater beat out. That was the shocker. Forest Lake's been just outstanding all year, and Mankato West is playing not in their home field, but they put on a show yesterday as well with their bats, and they'll face Northfield in the 3A championship. So, yeah, it's four games right there in that one complex, and it gets pretty crazy down there. So, yeah, that's always a fun day down there. And pretty good softball they play in Minnesota. The game moves pretty quick, and You'll see some well-pitched games, and Maple Grove-Stillwater would be a good one for sure.
Yeah, well, boy, you brought up a key there. You and I were talking off the air a little bit about sports the other day, last Sunday when I was chatting with you, and one of the, I think, attractants to, like, women's softball is fun to watch because it does what you said it does. It moves. Hockey's fun to watch because it moves. Lacrosse, I think a lot of the popularity for the young guys is there's constant motion. There's very few timeouts, and the game rolls, and it's a different pace than baseball, for example.
Baseball's got to figure it out a little bit with kids. You and I can appreciate it. But one of the things that you have with baseball, and I've watched my share of youth games over the last few years, is when you have a blowout either way, even if your team's ahead, if the other pitcher can't throw strikes, or if your pitcher can't throw strikes, you sit out in the field too long. And I don't know how you curb that or what you do, because one of the things that they do is baseball moves along in age, is they change the rules. As you know, Dave, you've been through all this, where all of a sudden now the bases are longer. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes for a different game. All of a sudden this. So you've got to adjust that so that the players are constantly doing stuff. And I don't think, my own personal study, I don't think that's just about the game, because I think it's practice too. I think there's a way to make a baseball practice, and you know, Paul Twenge, he knows a lot about this, fun and quick, and where everybody's doing something and they're getting a lot out of it in maybe a shorter time, and you know, you can have five stations of guys hitting in different ways, soft toss, and some guys hitting in the net, and then the guy over here is taking ground balls, so that you're constantly moving. You're not just sitting there, you know, everybody sits around for batting practice, which is the way we did it, of course, and everybody's out in the field and everybody gets to hit. Well, there's lots of ways you can move that along. Bring wiffle balls out there, all kinds of stuff. But I think that's the challenge that baseball has right now.
The other thing, we have the state track meet, don't we? Friday to Saturday at Hamlin?
Yeah, coming here at Hamlin this afternoon, they'll start that. And the individuals, they have the team, they have the true team, what they call earlier, but it's still, this is kind of the staple. The only difference is that, you know, one person can dominate and win it for their whole team. But yeah, that starts today. And again, some beautiful weather for it, field events mainly today and prelims, and then tomorrow the finals.
You and I talked about young Gavin Young, the sophomore at Eastview, that was, I think Gavin was top rated, and I felt really bad for him in the state tournament because he had to pull out because of an injury. That's an Achilles tendon injury, for Pete's sake. So he had a pretty good shot of winning it.
Yeah, I was watching him. He's playing Bjorn Swenson, talented freshman from Moundsview. Watched that match with his dad, and he had to pull out of that one because of tightness. And I thought, well, maybe it was because they knew they weren't going to win the team title and save himself for individual. But then yesterday, he had to pull out the individual as well. So he was the number one seed, and when everybody was watching, and he can't compete because of that tightness. And that's too bad, because he's a tremendous player. And of course, they have quite a summer circuit they play on. And Moundsview won the state, and they had nice visit with Bjorn's mother there. He's had quite a career as just a freshman. He competes hard. So he's left in some other good ones. But, yeah, that's tough to see when a kid gets that far along and he just can't go.
Wolves apparently going to hire a new associate head coach, I hear.
Yeah, that Vanderpool from Portland, who they interviewed for the head coaching job, obviously made an impression on them, and they must be able to give him some money or something like that to be made a lateral move from Portland, which is, you know, right now a much better team than the Timberwolves. So you bring him in and make him a defensive specialist, and they'll finish out the staff. I think Randy Whitman will have some kind of role in it, if not on the bench as an advisor of some sort. In general, in basketball, assistant coaches are overrated. There are not many times that assistant coaches make a big difference on small teams. It's generally the head coach. The assistant coaches you watch for to see if there's anybody that you think would be a possible candidate to be a head coach. But after that, the head coach runs the show. So, you know, they'll put together a staff, and sometimes those are, when teams start making moves with assistant coaches, a lot of times in basketball, it just means that they're struggling to find answers. Now, the Wolves got to redo it because, they let go of all their coaches except one. So he gets to build a new staff, and I think Gerson's very much involved in that.
Now, one of the things you and I like to do this time of year is go to the parades, and sometimes, even when we're not invited, Mike, we'll go out there and we'll crunch up a bunch of our favorite Old Dutch chips and use that as like a confetti. And I think that explains a lot of the popularity.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, the 4th of July, we apologize. One year we did that. We had to stop because there was people out there eating, gathering the chips to eat them, and then delayed the parade. But, some of their stuff is trial and error. We didn't know.
We're kind of sorry.
We just went out there, and now this year, I don't even like to think about it with the new line that they've got. They celebrate 85 years. And those sloppy Joe chips, in fact, I brought them out to share. I bought some on last Friday for an event on Monday. And I was going to share them with them because guys had said, I hear you and Dave talking about sloppy Joe chips. Can you bring them out? And so I got a couple boxes to bring out to an event on Monday that I was going to make as my donation. Then we got to Monday and I realized there were no more chips to bring out. So... I said, oh, no, they ran out. I just went to the grocery store and they ran out.
Yeah, luckily, they're affordably priced. The sloppy Joe, the creamy chive and onion, the new roasted red pepper hummus, the seasoned salt popcorn. Those are a limited edition 85th anniversary bags. The other thing that I thought was really fun for you and I the other day when we, you know, these gender reveals have gotten to be so big, Maxie. And what an honor it was when we got asked to throw up either the tortilla chips that are red or a blue. And that was what a thrill for us to be able to do the gender reveal.
Yeah, and to do it with a corn chip. But, I mean, that's something that, you know.
You don't forget it.
30 years from now, that child's going to go, oh, my gosh. You know, these old Dutch are still in business, and they started my life here. And that's pretty cool when you get to do that and, you know, play a par small role.
Yeah, that's just it. And you can always say you were a chip off the old block. I don't think.
Chip off, and there's a good chance if it's a boy, they might call that kid Chip down the road.
That could.
Just thought. We've seen this happen before. We've been around this block for a while.
We're not newbies.
No.
We want to make sure you get to the store and pick up your old Dutch chips this weekend because if there's ever a weekend to have old Dutch chips, this is it. Hey, Max, you have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you on TV.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, WCCO. Twins tonight, 5:30 from Detroit.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.